Blackstone Audio presents Honeymoon in Tehran, 2 Years of Love and Danger in Iran by Azadeh Moaveni. For Orash. Why cling to one life till it is soiled and ragged? The sun dies and dies, squandering 100 lives every instant. God has decreed life for you, and he will give another and another and another. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi. Chapter 1. Tell them we are Democrats. In the late spring of 2005, I returned to Iran to report on the country's presidential election. My career as a journalist for Time magazine had begun with an Iranian election in 2000, and though in the intervening years my reporting took me across the Middle East, it was in covering Iranian elections that I felt most at home. My real home, of course, was in Northern California, where my parents still lived, and where I had been born and raised, in a community of superlatively successful Iranian Americans, doctors, lawyers, bankers, and venture capitalists, afflicted with emigre nostalgia. I visited California occasionally to attend friends' weddings, see my relatives, and fill a suitcase with Whole Foods products I could not find in Beirut, where I had lived since 2003. Situated on a glorious stretch of the Mediterranean, Lebanon for me was at the perfect geographic and existential distance from Iran. The proximity meant I could take a quick flight to Tehran for a few days of reporting, and then retreat to my calm, westernized life of Pilates classes and cocktails.